Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everyone, to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
I'm BJ.
And this week, why do you sound so reserved all of a sudden? You're like,
I was just screaming.
We were just talking before this, and you're all excited, and then it's time to say your name, and you're like, I'm BJ.
I'm BJ. It's like, hi, guys. This is my NPR voice. I'm BJ.
You're so indifferent to your name, to existing.
It's also weird because I have I know this is a very strange, like, self-conscious thing, but I'm like, I don't know where the emphasis goes when I say I'm BJ. It's like, I'm BJ. It's weird, and I say it differently almost every week, and then I get in my own head, and it just comes out like, I'm BJ.
Yeah, well, anyway, today we are taking a little break from our typical, like, chill chat stuff that we've been doing. To have a fun little game. It's been a long time since we've played a game on here. Too long.
We play a lot of games off, but not on air.
Yeah, and so today we're playing a fun little trivia game called Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest, where we have some trivia, and BJ has to tell me if it's Dragon Quest or Final Fantasy, and hopefully along the way we get to talk about both series a little bit. But before we get into all those fun shenanigans, we actually have a real nice thank you for a new Patreon patron.
For the wonderful Dunar! Thank you, Dunar! You are our favorite donar because you're Dunar! Thank you so much.
I don't think I get that joke.
He's a donor, it's patron, donor.
Oh, donor, Dunar. Okay, donor, I get it now. Yeah. Yes, it just took me a minute.
It may not be a good joke, so if you don't get it, Dunar, I'm sorry. But thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dunar. We really appreciate it, and shout out to Dunar and all of our Patreon patrons. We really appreciate all you guys a whole lot. And if you would also like to help support this podcast and join our community, remember, you can check us out over at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM.
Yeah, be awesome. Do that.
So let's get straight into our fun little game show here. These are the difficulty on some of these. I don't know. They're hard for me to gauge. Some of them may be too easy. Some of them may be too hard. But again, the name of the game is Dragon Quest or Final Fantasy.
All right.
So, first question. Which series featured a job system first? We can go with Japanese releases for all of these.
I think it was Final Fantasy. I think it had a job system. I'm thinking in Final Fantasy 3 before DQ3, right?
Your answer of Final Fantasy is correct, but the way you got about it is incorrect. But the actual answer of Final Fantasy is correct. Yeah, it was really close, but FF1 technically had a job system. You were divided up into jobs, and you could go and, like, upgrade your jobs about halfway through that game and everything.
Yeah, I guess you could. I never even thought about that as a job system.
Yeah, but I mean, there are jobs. There's, you know, White Mage.
Yeah,
White Mage.
You change and...
Yeah. And that was
you upgrade. Yeah. I wouldn't even consider being able to pick your classes like that, but yeah, being able to change and upgrade like that in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. It came out that one came out in December, 1987, Final Fantasy I did December, 1987, and DQ3, which obviously had a much more refined job system, released just 2 months later, February, 1988.
So, FF1, for some reason, my brain on getting those, The order of releases is off in my head.
Yeah, so just barely missed it. If you're looking at those job systems. All right, question number two for you. Which MMO has more expansions, Dragon Quest X or Final Fantasy XIV?
DQ10. There's a lot more, right?
Bonus points if you can tell me how many expansions it has.
It has. It's on 6 right now. I think with 7 coming out.
You sounded like a little snake for a minute.
I'm a sneaky little snake.
You said 6.
It's 6 right now. 7 coming out soon?
Yes, you're right all around on that. DQ10 right. Is 6 versions. The 7th is expected to release in 2024. So currently that's 5 expansions because the base version is 1.0. So
right.
It has 5 expansions right now. The 6th expansion, version 7.0, is expected in 2024. Whereas FF14 has the 4 expansions right now. Heavensward, Stormblood, mm-hmm. Shadowbringer, Endwalker. With Dawn Trail, which would be the 5th one coming out in 2024.
I never remember the name of that, man.
So if you want
I guess they could be exactly the same if you're wanting to be pedantic, because A Realm Reborn isn't all like a complete expansion redo of the original 14.
I was going to mention that. It doesn't count. A Realm Reborn is like a complete like relaunch of 14.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a... Like, I would not consider that an expansion in any sense of the word. Like, they shut down the servers on FF14 to relaunch as a Realm Reborn.
To relaunch it, yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
And, you know, I'm still happy about our Final Fantasy 14 house that we have, that I know housing is such a huge deal on getting it at any given time in 14. And we still have our free company house from A Realm Reborn. We were able to save up and just walk in and buy one. Like, I'm still super happy that we've kept that going all these years and that we always have our house to go back to when we're playing.
That was good times. I mean, I still have such fond memories of FF14. I have really fond memories of DQ10 as well, because I played it like right there at the start of like the pandemic when lockdowns were mm-hmm. happening, and it was just like a really good distraction.
Right, yeah, and of course.
It was like that was probably the only time in my life that I had enough free time to play an MMO in a language I don't understand.
that is very true.
Yeah, because it was like, what else am I gonna do with my time?
At that point in the pandemic as well, like, you had lost your job and like we're looking for something new. And it was a really good way to spend the time so that you had fun instead of just looking at how terrible the world was at that point.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, I think that's probably... I've gone back and played DQ10 off and on a little bit since then, but I haven't played right. it in a long time. And I really think that's probably why, is just because it's like, with all the other things happening just in life in general, it's like I really don't have time for an MMO right now, let alone an MMO yep. where I have to figure out those kind of things. I'm like, you know, coming across a language barrier, and I'm playing on Switch, so it's not like I can use like PC tools to do certain things that make right. playing the game easier in English. And so I just question 3. This is a little bit tricky. Again, we're going with Japanese release dates though, if this helps.
Okay.
You. Which series had more mainline games release in the 90s? And again, bonus points if you can tell me the exact number.
In the 90s.
Yes, that's where the trickiness comes into.
I think Final Fantasy did. Because it had, Final Fantasy 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 all come out in the 90s. And DQ only had through 7 come out. It had... Because 4 was released in 89 in Japan, so 5, 6, and 7 came out in the 90s, right?
So your final answer is Final Fantasy has more mainline games released in the 90s? Okay. On that, once again, on that, you're right. On everything else, you are completely wrong.
Aww.
But you ultimately, your answer is right. FF3 through 8, which is 6 total, released in the 90s.
I really thought 3 was in 89.
Yeah, and FF9 was actually 2000. And same for...
Was it? I thought I was 16 when it came out. That's why I said 99, because I was 16 in 99, and I really thought it was 16. I'll be damned.
Same for DQ7, actually. It was August 2000 in Japan.
Huh. I thought it was like 98. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but DQ 4 through 6 released in the 90s. 4 came out in 1990, not 89. So, anyway. Also, I don't have those dates written down. I'm just Rain Man right now.
Yeah, you are. You are. Like, I'm trying to, like, pull the dates all, out of memory, and I'm always, like, a year off. Like, apparently, I don't understand how years work.
You got ballpark, just, like, though.
Yeah, ballpark.
Yeah, it's like that
almost
scene.
Only works in hand horseshoes and hand grenades, Austin.
Yeah, thank you. That's what my gym teacher in high school used to say all the time. That was his favorite expression because he's a
gym
teacher.
Really?
Yeah. So Coach Taylor, he wasn't even a coach anymore, but you know, he's like the gym teacher, so everybody called him Coach. And
right.
Anyway. Yeah, that was like his favorite expression. Like if you couldn't do as many like sit-ups as he wanted or couldn't finish the laps or whatever, right. He'd be like, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. he was a real creep, by the way. but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, yeah. You just reminded me of one of my least favorite teachers of all time. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. You're welcome. Or thank you. I don't know. I'm sorry. One of those applies.
Yeah.
You can take your pick and I'll mean it.
But either way, right now, so far, you've gotten all of them correct. So
I've just been wrong about it. It's like doing algebra. It's like I got the answer, but not the way the teacher wanted me to get to it. So they count it wrong.
Yeah, but I'm counting it right because boo algebra.
You're better than both of my algebra teachers in high school.
Wow.
They were terrible. I hated them.
Turned into teachers we didn't like in high school.
It did. It was like Miss Odom and Jimmy Doc did not like them.
Yeah. Anyway, question number 4. What's on more platforms? Dragon Quest XI S or Final Fantasy 15.
Oh God.
Yeah.
15. Final Fantasy 15. I think because it's on mobile. And because there was the 15.
I'm not talking Pocket Edition, just Final Fantasy 15. Straight up Final Fantasy
15. Okay, so not the Pocket Edition then.
No.
Oh God.
Just like I'm not counting the base 11, it's 11S or base Final Fantasy 15. Which one's on?
I'm gonna still go with 15. I think that with all the stuff that they did, I think 15's still on more.
Okay, you were incorrect, but
aww.
This is one that I thought was also FF15, and I fact checked it before when I was compiling all this because I was like, I need to double check to make sure that's right because I was just so positive, but. And it's not because of mobile, it's because of Stadia. Remember Google Stadia? Remember that was
Yeah.
Yeah, RIP to Stadia. But anyway, yeah. So FF15 is PC, PlayStation, Xbox, Stadia. Okay. So
do you consider Stadia different than just PC version though? Because at that point you're looking at like 15 was also
Well, yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah. Well, it's just another PC streaming service, so would that not count like Steam and Epic and GOG as being different too?
Well, no, because like Stadia, you can connect into your TV.
Can you?
Yeah, Stadia is not like it's not just a service like Steam or anything. No, it's like its whole thing, a whole thing.
See, I only ever used it through Chrome on my TV or on my PC, so I never even actually knew I could hook it up to the TV in any way.
You need the app, and you need the controller, or even a Bluetooth controller on your smart TV. Yeah, but regardless, if you look up platforms, PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Stadia are the listed platforms. So, but anyway, it's DQ11S actually. I didn't know that DQ11S was on Stadia. So it is actually one extra because it's on Switch, PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Stadia. So that's 5.
Dang.
Yeah.
And so just so that y'all know, I don't think that if you had a Stadia or Stadia, if you had one, and I did, I actually had it because I got it for free. They sent it. Actually, I think it was $1 maybe something. They sent out free or $1 on a promo at one point. And so I got it and the controller. And it is a really fantastic controller that once they shut the service down until like December of this year, I think, maybe early next year, you can convert it from the Wi-Fi signal to a Bluetooth controller that works with everything. So I've been using it with Steam and like Baldur's Gate 3 and any game I'm playing on my PC. And it's a fantastic Bluetooth controller. I highly suggest that if y'all have one just lying around, that you go and do the whatever the silly instructions were that are on the Google site and do that, because you can actually get use out of it. And it's a very, very good one, even though the service sucked.
That's how I feel actually about Amazon Luna. I got an Amazon Luna controller to review like the controller and the product through work. And like Amazon Luna, it's just kind of one of those things where I'm just like, who is this for really?
Right. Yeah.
It was just like, you know, between all the subscriptions and hoops you have to jump through, it's just like, why? But the actual controller was really good. And I use it anytime I play games on PC, which hasn't been too much stuff, but, there's been like Honkai Star Rail and some other games.
Right.
I'll use the Amazon Luna controller to play, because it's a really good controller and it's really comfy to hold and use.
Yeah.
But just the actual like Amazon Luna service is just like, I have no reason to like subscribe to it or play games on that service.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about the Stadia controller. I'm like, yeah, let's, I'm just going to use it. Like, I really hate it that, I don't actually hate it that the service is gone. It was stupid, and I predicted it would fail way that I thought it was going to fail sooner than it did. But controller, it's good. So
I think Google might have been the only like
the only person who didn't think it was going to fail immediately.
Yeah, I think Google was the only one that believed in it.
And I'm amazed that they actually had developers who were willing to spend the resources to get it on there. I wonder if they just paid an
Google
absolute
money.
Absurd amount
just
to be able to get them to do it, where even if they lost money on it, they made money.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think they probably just paid a lot of... I mean, Google has deep pockets. I think they probably paid a lot of money to get games on that service as a draw, and then it just never paid out. But anyway, that closed up earlier this year, so...
Yep.
All right. Question five. Which series has made the most spinoffs? I wasn't sure about this one. I thought I had a guess. And this, let's count mobile games and games released in Japan, but not sequels like X2 and Lightning Returns, like those direct sequels. Don't count those, but actual spinoffs.
Number of them or number of series?
Just
like DQ Monsters would be one, or would DQ Monsters 1, 2, and 3 count as three?
The most spinoffs, the answer is actually the same no matter which way you go with that. So.
I'm thinking it's Final Fantasy. I'm actually thinking that there were way more spinoffs on it because of just the crazy number of things like they did with like Chocobo Fables and Mystery Dungeon, and that they ended up doing more with Final Fantasy than they did DQ ones, like whatever it was, like Chocobo Mist, like Kart GP or whatever it was.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is Final Fantasy. And I tried to get a concrete number on this, and it's very difficult. But so my math may not be exact on this, but it was such a difference in the amount of spinoffs that it's not going to matter. DQ, from what I could find, had around 38 spinoffs total.
Okay.
Final Fantasy has almost double that amount. It had over 60 spinoffs that I could count. Yeah. And again, that's not counting sequels like 10-2 or like 13-2, Lightning Returns, things like that. Like, this is just purely spinoffs. And a lot of that is from like mobile games. Like, Final Fantasy has a whole lot of mobile spinoffs, and a lot of them have died. And Dragon Quest very recently has started. Like, a huge chunk of that 38 is more recent mobile titles. If you were completely excluding those, the numbers would be significantly lower for both, but still Final Fantasy would have the most.
So yeah, there are so many of them. And like, I've tried a lot of the mobile spinoffs and everything, and they're not great. I did like the very first Final Fantasy Dimensions, though, on mobile.
That's the one I was going to mention. Yeah, I like Dimensions fine.
Yeah. And Dimensions 2, on the other hand, was not good.
And, you know, I think DQ Tact is still a really good Dragon Quest spinoff.
It's a really good game.
It's mobile. Yeah. Like Dragon Quest has its own good mobile. I would love to play Dragon Quest Walk because it's heard it's really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tried playing it on my phone, but it just doesn't work right because of the way it GPS and stuff works.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I thought all that was cool. All right. So almost through these. But first, question number 6. Which series was first to have a female playable character with an actual name?
With an actual name?
With an actual name. Yep.
DQ2.
So you're going with Dragon Quest?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dragon Quest. I think it was DQ2.
It is not Dragon Quest 2 because she's just the Princess of Moonbrook, which I would say is not a name.
Oh, I thought they actually gave her a first name in it canonically. I was wrong.
It was actually Final Fantasy, FF2, Maria.
FF2? Yeah.
Yeah. Is playable because DQ2, it's just Princess of Moonbrook, and even Erdrick in 3 is a title. So title. Even if you went with the female hero for that one, Erdrick doesn't really count. But Dragon Quest 4 had Alina, Maya, Mina for the first like playable female characters with a name. And so the dates on those, which I did write these down, DQ4 was 1990 and FF2 was 1988. I can never remember the exact Final Fantasy.
See, and I was thinking about DQ2, but you're right. It is a title, not a name.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah. So it actually that of any of them, this is almost the biggest gap in terms of like that kind of stuff. I mean,
yeah.
FF2 88, DQ90. Where FF2 was kind of ahead of the curve on that one. I get that the characters in FF2 don't really have great, well-developed personalities, but still, technically,
the
first female playable character with a name was Maria in FF2.
Yeah, they did a thing. Good for them.
Speaking of, Chocobos and Slimes, okay? They're both kind of mascots of their own, of their series, and they both have specific spinoff series dedicated to them, right? You even talked about the Chocobo stuff. But which one got its own game first, the Chocobo or the Slime?
Oh.
Yeah. Which came first, the chicken or the gooey egg?
Ugh. I was going to say the Goog, but that's just weird. I'm going to say the Slime. I don't know why. I have no clue. This is a shot in the dark.
Okay, so I had to check on this one because I actually didn't know this one either. But it's actually the Chocobo. And this is probably this is the biggest gap that I could find. I talked like that one was 88 to 90. But this one is Chocobo Mystery Dungeon was out in 1997. And the first Slime Mori game didn't come out until 2003. So there was a 6-year gap there.
Huh. Well, I'll be.
Yeah. Even though Chocobo got there first, Slime Mori Mori is a much better game than this.
It's a much better game. I keep going back and trying Chocobo Mystery Dungeons and all the Mystery Dungeon games, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, and I hate them.
Yeah, I can't get
even beyond me. Us playing Tornico and like realizing that we hated that. Went back and tried all the others that it spawned, and I just don't understand why anybody likes those.
Like, yeah, Tornico. I was just going to say, Tornico Mystery Dungeon, I think, is the only Dragon Quest game I don't like. I like the stop motion animation cutscenes in it, and I like the look of it, and I just do not like it. And it's because it's a mystery dungeon game. Like, I just do not like it.
I just don't. I genuinely do not understand liking that system, that movement and combat system. I'm like, just can't do it. And I can understand liking it. I don't understand how it was popular enough to get as many spinoffs as it had. I guess that's the way to do it. I could understand it being one or two in a series, but for spawning an entire basic genre and series like that, I don't get it. But I'm glad that y'all like it.
All right. Final question that I have for you here. And this is going with original releases. So like ignoring like remasters, re-releases, ports, anything like that, but just original releases. Which series was the first to let you trade out party members?
Trade out? Whoa. I don't... Was it FF2? Was it Final Fantasy with FF2?
No. Do you want to guess again?
Then I'm thinking DQ3, if otherwise.
It was DQ3, yeah. 1988, Dragon Quest, got it, with DQ3, where you could trade out party members every time you came back to trade out.
I was thinking that there were more party members in Final Fantasy 2 that you could do that with, but I may just be remembering it completely wrong since it's been a long time since I played.
DQ3 came out before Final Fantasy 2. Again, DQ3 came out 2 months after the first Final Fantasy.
Okay, and again, that's one of those things I just apparently can't remember.
Yeah, Dragon Quest.
Even though you told me that 15 minutes ago.
More like 20 minutes ago, to be fair.
That's right. All right.
To be fair, it was 20. But yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this short but hopefully fun episode of Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest. Remember, if you want to talk to us on Twitter, we're at Drag. I don't know why I can't remember all of a sudden. We're at Dragon Quest FM on Twitter. If you want to find us on Patreon, remember again, that's at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. You can talk to me over on Twitter or Blue Sky, probably mostly Blue Sky nowadays, at Dragon Quaston.
And I'm on Twitter at Professor Beege, threads at Professor Beege. And remember, you can support the podcast at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. And a big thank you for Dunar, our newest Dunar patron. Good to have you along, Dunar! What up, dude?
Thanks, everybody. Sorry for what BJ just did. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.